bit about Hanukkah. So we say in the Al-Nisim prayer, Kisham de Machus Hayavan, Harshal Amch Yisrael, Hashkichan, Tarasechol Avim, Chukitsanech. That the Yavanim, trying to get the Jews to forget the Torah and to violate the chukim. Now, usually, according to Chazal, this prayer was written by Chazal. It's a Torah Shabbat. So, in Chazal, a chok is a law without a reason. Mishpat is a law of mitzvahs with reasons. I mean, the human beings can rationalize it. Well, 98% of the time, the Torah doesn't give you a reason about anything. But the Torah is creating a certain ethical moral code which somehow it clicks that there's a moral sense within the human being, and so these messages of these, we call them mishpatim, somehow resonates with the human being's moral, natural, instinctive moral code. There's certain instinctive moral code that resonates. So we call those mitzvos mishpatim, they have a reason, so to speak. The human beings can fathom them more easily. And the chok, these are laws which don't have, it doesn't resonate with us. We don't find any instinctual response that this makes sense. But we do it because Hashem wants you to do it. Now here, in the Chazal, they wrote the prayer. They said that the Yavanim were trying to get the Jews to violate the Chukei Ritzonecha, the Chukim. So the Greeks, obviously we know that Greek culture was prided itself on its rational elements. There were philosophers and scientists and so on. So they prided themselves on the rational thinking. So here they see that the Jews are following laws which have no rationale. So that bothered them more. If it's something that you could explain, it didn't bother them that much. But the chukim bothered them very much. Okay. Right. Okay. This is something that Hashem Yishmor's father Avni Nezer said. Now, he wants to ask something to this. We say also in the prayer, "Ulahaviram mechukei ritzonecha," that they were trying to get us to violate the chukim of your will. So they use a special word, the God's will, the ratzon. This Chassidus has a lot of psychological elements to it, so it divides the thinking part of people into four compartments. They're called Chachma, Bina, Das, and Ratzon. Chachma, Bina, Das, and Ratzon. These are four elements or four compartments in human thought. So So let's say Chachma is knowing things, knowledge, cognition, to know things. And then Bina is to understand. Bina means to go below the facts and grasp the underlying principles. And there's also, okay, and Das, certainly Das, is creative thought. People have a creative ability to create imagination and just general creative thought. So what is Ratzon? Ratzon is a will. People have will. They want to do things now. That the Ratzon, afterwards you can explain a Ratzon through some kind of Chachma, Bina, Das. But the Ratzon itself is a different people want to do this, I want to do that, and I want to be a policeman, I want to be a fireman. Why can't, later on maybe you can explain it, but it's just what you want to do. I like baseball, I like hockey, I like chocolate cake, I like cheesecake, whatever, there's a rock song. It's irrational, but it's definitely a very big motivator. People have all kinds of desires. So that's the fourth element of the human psyche. Now also, by the way, we reflect our, what we are reflects what Hashem is. So when, because we are Tzelem Elokim, we're created in His image. So our conception of Hashem is, a lot of our conceptualizations of Hashem, the way we understand it in our own way, is human, there's human, we use human language, human terminology, human categorizations to get some kind of concept of God. So, and that's okay, God made it that way. He said, I want you to think of me like sort of like having human qualities. That's why the whole Torah is full of descriptions of God as if he were, but he's not, but as if he were a human being, like some big human being. He's this, he thinks this, he says that, does this, he wants this, etc., etc. So the four compartments, Ratzon, Chochma, Bina, Das, is also godly. That's when we conceive of God, Hashem, we talk about Ratzon Hashem, God wants something, or the Chochma, the knowledge which God has, which He shares with us, the Bina, His understanding, the Das, the creative thinking, etc. Okay, so here they use this word, Chukei Ritzonecha. The Chukei means the irrational laws of the Torah, Ritzonecha, which you willed, which you wanted. Right. Okay. So he explains like this. He says, Ratzon has, you can't rationalize a Ratzon. You cannot rationalize a person's has some basic desire for something. There's no way of explaining, why does this guy have this special desire and I don't have it? You don't know. He himself doesn't know why he likes certain things, he wants certain things. He can't explain why, just something. It's built into him. It has nothing to do with, it's something irrational when you say Ratzon. Right. Many, many times you see people, he says, they desire things, want things. It's not logical. Many times it goes, it flies against logic. See, Donald Trump, he ran for president. It was completely illogical. Never was a politician, never ran for office. He's going to become the president, the highest office. And plus, he doesn't talk like a politician, insults people. No one ever won an election by insulting people. He's flatter people, be nice. So everything was illogical, but the guy had a Ratzon. He wanted to do it. So sometimes people go about and do things because of a Ratzon, because they want to do it. It's not because of logic, that could be completely illogical. Okay. There's a Ratzon. This Hasidus has this idea. It's not such a, you know, it's not such a safe idea actually, but it's a little bit of a dangerous idea. But the Hasidus has this idea that the Ratzon, the will, the desire, the passion, is a higher level spiritual force than thinking and logic. It's not, it's a dangerous idea, but that's they say so. That's what their sheet is, that a Ratzon of Kedusha, of course, has to be a holy design. A Ratzon of Kedusha is more than the Chochma Bina Das of Kedusha. Yeah.
This is the fourth layer Rabbi was talking about, like liking chocolate cake?
Yeah. The fourth layer comes from a higher place in the spiritual world. The highest place is the Ratzon of Hashem. God want. Why did God make the world? He wanted to make the world. He had a desire. Nothing to do with logic. Because the truth is, if we were God, we probably would never make the world so illogical, because people are so ungrateful and people are always doing things the wrong way and not listening to Him. So logically, why should He do such a thing? Why should He create a world with people? And would you create something and the people and then have... Would you create anything, give it to people, and those people are going to kick you out? And you're going to... Would you create a business, give it to people, and then those people would deny you ever made the business and not show any appreciation whatsoever, steal it, mishandle it? You would never do such a thing. It's completely illogical. Why would God create a world full of ingrates and disrespectful and nasty people to Him? People are nasty to Him. Why would he do such a thing? So we don't have it, we can't explain it. It's Ratzon. He wanted to do it. There's a very interesting story that the Rav, by the way, this is a Chassidish idea, but it's interesting that the Rabbi Soloveitchik, my Rebbe, the Rav, he was fond of telling the following story. Someone once came with a sefer, with a book of Hashgafa to his grandfather, Chaim Brisker, and he wanted him to give him a haskama, to give him... He wanted Chaim Brisker to write an endorsement. So Chaim Brisker read the first few pages, the man's writing about why did Hashem create the world. So basically he quotes... The Ari HaKadosh was the father of modern day Kabbalah. Ari HaKadosh says that God created the world because the derech of a tov is to be made of a good person. Let's think about a person. A good person needs a platform to express his goodness. He likes to help. He likes to give. But there's no one to help, no one to give, so it's terrible. He's frustrated. So a good person wants to give. So Hashem is the most good of anything. He is goodness itself. So He has to give out, because if you're good, you can't just keep it in. You have to give it out. So I rewrite that God created the world to have a platform to shower His goodness. So Chaim Brisker read it. He said, I can't endorse this sefer. Why? He says, because I think that we don't know why God created the world. God just wanted to do it. We can't say He did it because He needed a platform to shower goodness. So he disagreed with the Ari HaKadosh of Chaim Brisker. And he said, no, it's only because it was his desire. He decided to do that. So this Shema Shmuel here is working with this Chaim Brisker idea. He says that really God did not create the world for any rational reason or any need, because he wanted to. But, and since the original first cause or decision to create the world was an instinct or a will, so that means it's higher than thought, because afterwards God had thought. God started to think, what's the plan of the world? So he created the Chochmah Bin Adas, and he went into different energies, and Tzimtzum, and whatever, Spashtus, and it did various things, created four different universes. So everything comes out. But what was the original point that started everything going was a Ratzon. So that's why this theory of, it's Kabbalah and Hasidus, this theory, not the Ari, this theory of Hasidus says, that the highest thing is Ratzon, is will, not rational thought, but a will. Because it has to be, to develop good things out of that will. You could have a will for evil. So then when it comes to us, according to Hasidus, this theory of Hasidus, this school, is that it's very, very important to read your good instincts. If you have an instinct that says, do this, it's good, well, this is how you will express yourself. This is what you are. Do it. Don't let rational thought stop you. Because the Ratzon is a higher, more important thought than the Chachma of Bina V'das. You have a Ratzon. Let's say you have some kind of a will. I want to do a certain mitzvah. That's your first thought. Okay, and your second thought is, oh, this. Okay, like today. My original will was I wanted to visit a guy in the hospital. So I put on my coat, I went on the street, I looked at my clock, and I said, if I go to the hospital, it was already 11 o'clock, if I go to the hospital, the time I get there, visit him and this and that, well, I get back and maybe I won't get back in shiur for time for shiur. I did it this morning. So my rational thought was arguing against my ratzon. And then I said, you know, I have other things I could do. I could do this, that. All kinds of thinking. Why I should go against the Ratzon? Then I said to myself, but I want to do this good thing. I want to visit the guy. And I've got a phone call that he's all alone and he needs someone. And there's a problem because he's going to have an operation. And we have to get his health proxy. I started to give arguments against it. So I have to do it. So I went and I did it. I came back. I walked into Shia exactly 1 o'clock. I came back exactly on time. And I got into the hospital and I saw this big line there to get the permit to go upstairs. I said to myself, no, wait, I was wrong. We stuck carrying this line. But the line went fast. I went upstairs and he was in the middle of EKG. I couldn't go into the room. I said, boy, I'm going to really miss that shit. All my rational thoughts were fighting the Ratzon. I said, I have to do it. So we did it. So basically, Hasidus says, follow the Ratzon. Follow your good Ratzon. Don't let the rational objection stop it. Because Hashem also did Ratzon. And there were so many arguments that brought down in the Medrash. All the angels were saying, after God created, you know, heaven and angels, and then came to the decision to make man or not, so he said, let's see what everybody thinks. So many angels were saying, no, it's crazy to create man. Man will choose evil. He's going to put a knife, so to speak, in our back and everything you God stand for. Why you create such a creature who can choose evil? So it's irrational. So God said, I'm going to do it anyway. I want to do it. So we're a product of the Ratzon. We're not product of the Chachma Bina V'das. We're product of God's will. So therefore we have to live also with this idea that the will... Now, it's a dangerous idea because a person could have a Ratzon to do evil. That's no good. But you have to, if it's a Ratzon Tov, if it's what we know, it's a good will, a good desire, you go with it. And don't worry about all the logical arguments against it. Go with the Ratzon HaTov, because Ratzon HaTov is above Chochmah. And Hashem will help you fulfill your Ratzon HaTov. In fact, the Lubavitcher Rebbe had a Ratzon to bring Torah to all the Jews in America. It was crazy, so illogical. The man had 30 or 40 Hasidim at the time that he announced this whole project. He's going to make an impact on millions of Jews in America. He's going to go to the whole world. It's going so illogical. But he had a Ratzon, a good Ratzon. Good Ratzon, 50 years later, they're all over the world. They're in the Kremlin, they're in the White House, every place. The White House, the daughter of the president went to the OL to pray for her father's success in the election. It's all a part of this Ratzon. It wasn't rational, very irrational. You have to keep... Go with your good instincts. That's the main idea of this theory of Hasidus. So, what does that have to do here with this Hanukkah? So, this is what the Greeks, all the Greeks, they didn't like this. They said, the chachma and the bina and the das, the rational part of man is superior to his wills, to his desires. The rational part of man is superior. You have to follow, you have to be rational, only rational. You can't follow this irrational will. So he says that we know that Mashiach ben David. So David represents this Ratzon. Because David, the Tehillim, is all desires, desires for God, desires to do good things, all its owners. So David is the ultimate. It's more than the other expressions of different tzaddikim. David the Melech is the heart of Israel. The heart has this desire to be holy. I have to tell you something. You know, I grew up here. When I grew up here in the 50s, the 60s, the Jews in America went down the road of super rationality, extreme Jewish scientists and lawyers and doctors. Everything had to make sense. Everything was rational. Go to college, university. Everything was the brain. Somewhere along the way, many people lost the Ratzon HaTov, the desire for holiness. They lost it. They got trapped by rationality. And we see the results. Okay, so today, unfortunately, we spoke about it many times. We have millions of people born Jewish, and they're talking very accomplished, and they're rational endeavors. They're scientists, lawyers, doctors, you know, shakers and makers. But where's their Judaism? It's lost. Because they dropped the Ratzon. They dropped the will to be Jewish. You can't explain it. You have to say, I have a will to stay Jewish. It's not logical. Everybody argues, why these Jews want Israel? It's so illogical. I mean, my grandmother, she used to make a joke. She said, why did God give us that piece of country in the Middle East? He could have given us Canada. No one's fighting about Canada. Canada's a nice place. It's big. Has oil. Why do you give us Israel over there with all the Arabs and everybody fighting? So, the truth is, it's not rational. There's some kind of will. It's a higher will. That's the place. So many people make voluntary aliyah. Why did today from the U.S.? Voluntary aliyah is irrational, but you have a will. I know that's the place. That's the place. Logic says stay in America, but my will, my desire is to go to the Holy Land. Also, even within Israel, the desire to go to Jerusalem. Jerusalem is the most controversial place in the country. It's the place that the whole world says the Jews have no rights to get. It's where the intifadas, they blow up buses, walls and things. Dafka in Israel, the desire is to go to Jerusalem. It's all Ratzon. Jews are driven by Ratzon. That's a good point. We see that Jews are driven by Ratzon. That's what keeps us going. Not so much the Chochma Bina V'Das. Even though we have a lot of Chochma Bina V'Das, have a lot of thinking from the Torah, but it's really the Ratzon which is the starting point. Okay, so that's what he wants to say. So they were very much against this, the Greeks. They said, no, you have to just completely be rational. This irrational stubbornness is no good. They didn't like it. So he says that, but he says, you want to explain why Jews are so ready to give up their lives. It's only because of this Ratzon, they have this desire. It's irrational. It's a desire for Kedusha, it's a desire for holiness and to be connected to Hashem. It's beyond logic. That's what keeps us going. And we outlived the Greeks for a long time. So, you know, they're gone thousands of years.
Logically, we should be too. If it wasn't for Retzon, we
exactly.
should be gone.
Exactly. Because the logic, we should have disappeared before the Greeks. We were much weaker. But we've outlived them now. It's already 2,500 years. And all along, now with the Arabs attacking Israel, you keep on thinking it's not logical the Jews can outlast the Arabs. They just never stop. When I was young, they were making real wars, like Egypt, Jordan, Syria. They were making real wars. Then when the real wars stopped, it warped into this terrorism, intifada, going on for 30, 40 years. Never stops, you know, you start thinking, you know, I have no, it's not illogical to stick it out. Why have to stick it out, you know? And the truth is, unfortunately, quite a few Jews have left Israel and moved out because it's not logical to stay there. But the vast majority of Jews are there, and because of a will, not logic. I was spent a lot of years in the settlements. I had 14 years. I lived in the settlements. I remember when we started, it was so illogical. It was so illogical, surrounded by Arabs. Every time I got on the bus, you had to worry. You had to have bulletproof buses. That was crazy. That was crazy. And the people talk of getting killed. But I hardly ever saw anybody move out of a settlement because he was afraid. No, they never moved out. They moved out maybe because of business, they had to get a job someplace. But no one said, I'm afraid. You couldn't know. It was a rut zone to stick it out. No ifs, no buts. Yes?
It's the opposite of rut zone taiva.
Now, you can use rut zone for the wrong way. Everything which is, every energy God made, has a, because we're human, so he gave us tova ra. You can do it for tova, you use it for ra. So yes, there's a Ratzon for Tov. That's why you have to say that. But we're talking about Ratzon as a Ratzon which is Tov. But there is Ratzon for Ra. What do you call it? Taiva, you know, passions. It's illogical. Why would a guy, you know, you see what's going on in America with drugs today? It's crazy. It's so illogical. Millions of people are drug addicts. Hundreds of thousands of people overdosing, killing themselves every single year. Young people, New Wall Street Journal, front page article a couple of days ago about tens of thousands of orphans from parents who overdose, opiates and all kinds of things, barbiturates. You know it when you know that these things are killers. So why are you doing it? Karetz is, it's a rut zone for wrath. It's a rut zone to have that pleasure. I want that pleasure no matter what the outcomes are. I'll survive. I'll beat this. I'll beat the odds. I'll be the guy who live on drugs till I'm 90 years old. That's what these people are saying. So they're using a rut zone for evil. So rut zone is a tremendously powerful force. If it's for tov, it's great. If it's for ra, it's just terribly destructive. I agree with that, yes.
Which of the four are you most able to work on or improve?
The one you can work on the most is Chochmah.
Okay. And the least?
Unfortunately, the Chochmah does not control the other three. It gives you power, but it doesn't have absolute power to get control. There's a problem with... there's so many levels of the human being. These are the highest levels, the thought levels, but there's also emotional levels, which have to do a lot with Ratzon. The emotional levels, which are connected a lot with Ratzon, are very, very difficult to get under control. And a lot of the struggle we have is getting the Chacham of Bina V'Das. These are easier for us to work with, thinking and understanding and creative thinking and all that. Thinking is something which, and Jews are very well trained to think. We're trained from our youngest ages to be logical thinkers. So we become very strong logical thinkers. Unfortunately, it doesn't control the ratzon, because ratzon is higher, and the emotions. It's a funny thing that God created over here. The highest point is the ratzon. Then comes the logical elements, chacham v'das, and then below that comes what you call the midos, or the emotions, the lev. So you have ratzon is like the top of the moach, the top of intellect is ratzon. Then comes the logical parts, and then comes the emotional, which is below. And the problem which we have is, and then below the emotions comes action, comes the physical things we do. It's a very funny thing. The tragic problem is that the emotions are closer to the body than the thinking. The thinking is up here, my emotions are over here, and the body's over here. So emotions are very strong, and everything connects to ratzon, to will. So the big problem is that chachma bina das, our logic will say, this should be the ratzon. You know, get will to do this, which is logical. Okay, logic says, be a great Talmud chacham. Okay, but how do I get it to happen? I have to get my body to sit down, and my eyes to look, and my mouth to say the words. I've got to get this into action. So, but I understand something, but how do I get it to happen? So I've got to get my ratzon. I've got to get a desire to do it. And then I've got to kick in my emotions. My emotions get excited and passionate, and then they have the whole system working, I do it. The problem is that it's very difficult to get ratzon under control, and very difficult to get your emotions under control and to be subservient to the logic. The logic is only one piece of the whole puzzle, and we work very hard on logic, and we try very hard to say your chachma should control everything, every part of your personality. But unfortunately, it doesn't. So I don't know the final solution. It's something we have to struggle with. We all struggle with this problem. But our wisdom is much more advanced than our emotions. I was recently talking to a lot of people about it. I think that there's a big problem in education, that at the lower levels, we don't get enough emotional education as well as education of the will. How do you educate the ratzon to get to ratzon hatov? How do you educate emotional Judaism? And just from the beginning, from grade 1 till grade 16, 20, whatever, all these years, it's all focused on thinking, which is great, but not enough. Not enough. That's the biggest problem in today's Jewish world. I don't know what used to be 100 years ago, 5 years ago, but today, across the board, in the religious Jewish world, this is the biggest problem, that the education is very one-sided, and it doesn't, and that people coming out with a lot of trouble. Not a trouble. And that ratzon, if it's the wrong way, it can kill you. I mean, it can be a disaster. I mean, Hashem should help us. You know, the whole point of Hanukkah was chukei ritzon necha, that we will do things which are the ratzon of Hashem. So it's hopeful that we light the Hanukkah candles. We get that spirit. We get the feelings to do the right things. Shkai. Shkai.